SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide. Today's topic is something we all wrestle with from time to time. Fear and anxiety. Ever feel like you're constantly walking on eggshells? Like that nagging voice in your head is whispering what if? What if things go wrong? What if I fail? Trust me, I get it. We've all been there. But here's the cool thing. The Stoics, these ancient philosophers who were basically the OG mindfulness gurus, had some pretty awesome insights on how to handle fear and anxiety. They believed that fear isn't something we should just ignore or try to suppress, it's a natural human emotion. What they taught us is how to manage it, how to put it in its place so it doesn't control our lives. So, let's dive into five key takeaways from Stoic wisdom that can help you conquer those fears and anxieties. 1. Identify your fears. The first step, and often the hardest one, is to actually face your fears head-on. What are you truly afraid of? Is it public speaking, social situations, failure, the unknown? Write it down, talk about it, get it out in the open. Once you know what you're dealing with, you can start to understand it better. You know that feeling when you finally name a phobia? Suddenly it doesn't seem as scary. 2. Remember what's within your control. This is huge. The Stoics were all about focusing on what we can control. Our thoughts, our actions, and our reactions. We can't control external events, other people's opinions, or the outcome of every situation. But we can control how we respond to them. Think about it like this. You can't control the weather, but you can choose to bring an umbrella. You can't control what your boss says, but you can choose how you handle it. See? It's all about perspective. 3. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment is a powerful tool against anxiety. When you're consumed by worries about the future or regrets about the past, you are not living fully in the now. So take a few deep breaths. Focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? Ground yourself in the present moment. It's like hitting the pause button on those anxious thoughts. 4. Reframe negative thoughts. Our minds are incredible machines capable of both great things and, well, not so great things. We tend to get stuck in negative thought loops. I can't do this. I'm not good enough. What if I mess up? The Stoics taught us to challenge those thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence supports it? Is there another way to look at this situation? Sometimes just changing your perspective can make all the difference. 5. Focus on virtue. This one is a little deeper, but super important. The Stoics believed that living a virtuous life, being honest, courageous, just, and wise was the key to happiness and inner peace. When you focus on doing the right thing, even when it's difficult, you build resilience and strength. It's like training your mind and heart for the challenges of life. You know that feeling when you finally tackle a fear? That wave of relief washes over you, you feel empowered, and suddenly the world seems a little less daunting. That's what we're going for here. Let me tell you about this time I had to give a presentation to a huge crowd, butterflies in my stomach, sweating bullets, the whole nine yards. But I remembered these Stoic principles. Identify the fear of public speaking. Focus on what I can control, my preparation and delivery, practice mindfulness, deep breaths. Reframe negative thoughts, this is an opportunity to share my ideas. And focus on virtue, being honest and authentic. You know what? I nailed it. The audience was engaged, and I felt a sense of accomplishment that had nothing to do with the outcome. It was about facing my fear head-on and coming out stronger on the other side. So remember, you are not defined by your fears. You are capable of overcoming them. Take these Stoic principles to heart, practice them consistently, and watch how they transform your life. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one fear you'd like to tackle? Share it in the comments below, or tag us on social media. Let's support each other on this journey to a less anxious, more fulfilling life. Don't forget to subscribe and join me every day for more wisdom and inspiration. Until next time, keep those Stoic flames burning bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.